This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Disney theme parks have largely bounced back from the lockdown times, but with its profits and losses due today, we'll be watching to see results for its streaming video service. With competitor Netflix having trouble with subscribers as pandemic eased, how's Disney Plus? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Disney Plus is cheaper than Netflix, an increasingly important distinction in the current economy, says research director Paul Erickson at Parks Associates. But it also has a very different portfolio, where Netflix has a little bit of everything for everyone. Disney focuses on a few very popular brands: animation, Star Wars, and the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It does engender different styles of viewing. Like, you have some dyed-in-the-wool Marvel fans that watch titles incessantly.
Or, you know, kids who can't let it go before they've seen Frozen a zillion times. That cuts down on subscriber churn, and so does the release schedule, says Michael Pachter, an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
You know, Obi-Wan comes at a different time than The Mandalorian, which comes at a different time than Boba Fett. Every 10 weeks, there's something.
And by releasing episodes weekly instead of in one bingeable dump, Disney Plus keeps subscribers on the hook. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.